Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And here's where we're going this Monday. It's going to be a super light day because we're going to talk about mass shootings and race and guns. And looks like we'll even get some Russia-Ukraine stuff in there. We'll throw in abortion. It's just going to be a rambling good time. It's going to be Yeah, we're going to offend a bunch of people today, and that's fine. That's my job. And an hour from now, we, of course, have Medal of Honor Monday. An hour and a half from now, I have one of the January 6th political prisoners coming on the show to tell his story, what happened. It's going to be quite a night here on the Jesse Kelly Show. But before we get to anything else, let's obviously address the shooting. I don't know if that's actually fair to put it that way, address the shooting. I'm going to address why I'm not going to address the shooting. One, say a prayer today for Buffalo. Say a prayer today for people still in shock that mom, husband, wife, brother, daughter, cousin went to the grocery store and never came home again. Say a prayer for those people. Wonderful people in Buffalo. Great city anyway. It's awful. It's awful. And that's actually where we're going to springboard off of right now. Say a prayer for them. Come together. Give them a hug. If you know someone up there, even if you're not a phone person, send them a text. Hey, thinking of you. Why? Well, we've talked about this before, and we're going to talk about it again. Despite what all the people in radio do, all the hosts, all the suits, all the everybody, I do not do mass shooting radio ever. And I don't do it for a couple reasons. One, and this is the most important one, we don't stand on the still warm dead bodies in politics. Not on this show. I don't care who else you've heard today or seen today do it. I don't do it here. I think it is a critical part of human beings that they have time to mourn. Mourning together. Why do you think we have a funeral tradition in this country? And why do you think every society in history, pick your country, pick your tiny tribe, whatever, why do they have funeral things they do? Different ways to bury people. Why is that even a thing? It's just a body, right? It's dead. Chuck it in the ditch on the side of the road and call it a day. We don't do that, though. Why? Because it is important for human beings in times of sadness and tragedy to simply come together and be there for each other and be sad together. And when that is taken away from human beings by politicians gun-grabbing, by politicians being awful and making it political, when that is taken away, you are tearing apart the fabric of what makes a nation a nation.
A lone gunman, armed with weapons of war and hate-filled soul, shot and killed 10 innocent people in cold blood. The Justice Department has stated publicly that it is investigating the matter as a hate crime, racially motivated act of white supremacy and violent extremism, as they do.
Of course, racially motivated, weapons of war, all the buzzwords in there. Don't think Joe Biden was alone. Of course, New York Governor Kathy Hochul got in on it. People were dead. Hey, that means we should police speech.
To shut it down the second it appears. And short of that, we will protect the right to free speech, but there is a limit. There is a limit to what you can do, and hate speech is not protected.
I know you're going to be speaking at the True Bethel Church this morning. What's your message to the people of Buffalo?
Hate speech is not protected. Hate speech is absolutely protected. And hate speech is not actually a thing. That's a buzzword you people just came up with so you can isolate and attack your political opponents. Anyone who opposes your policies is labeled as hateful, and you try to use the force of law against them. That's why you call it hate speech. I don't politic off the dead bodies. People right now have to mourn. So say a prayer. Send them a text. Make a phone call. Right now, someone's going through the worst thing they'll ever go through in their lives. That's one reason I don't do mass shooting radio. Reason number two is probably just as important. Why do we as a country still publicize these vicious, violent psychopaths? We publicize their names. I'm about 1,000% sure you have been read pieces of this guy's manifesto today. If not, you've read them yourself. So you have some sick freak who goes and murders a bunch of people in cold blood and puts out a manifesto, and we as a nation can't even come together and decide radio silence, no names, no manifesto. I understand it would be great radio to read it. I get that. I don't care. America matters more. We continue to get these mass shootings. Why do we continue to get mass shootings here in America? Well, we have a mental health crisis in this country. There's all kinds of mental health problems. Evil always is lurking out there. Demons are real things. And eventually you get some angry dude who decides he wants to go kill a bunch of people because he's full of evil and hate. Okay, well, there are a lot of outlets for someone who's full of evil and hate. Why do we still have so many people choosing the shoot a bunch of people outlet? Why? Why does a guy walk into a school and kill a bunch of kids? Why does some scumbag walk into a grocery store and kill a bunch of people? Why not go do anything else? There are a bunch of things you could do if you're full of evil and want to commit murder. Why do this thing? I mean, think about this today. He's the most hated person in the country by a mile. Everyone hates his guts. So why would you do it? They do it for the fame. They do it so I will sit here and the next 10 hosts before me and the next 10 hosts after me. They do it so we will sit down and make his name famous and make his manifesto famous. And that is a gigantic failure of this country. And I understand I'm appealing to the humanity of a lot of people who haven't thought it through and a lot of people who frankly don't have any humanity. But we don't discuss the names of mass shooters ever on the show. We never have, and we never will. We don't discuss their manifestos on this show. Why? Why would I publicize the words of a psycho killer who killed so I would publicize his words? Why would I do what he wants me to do? We don't do it here. So you're not going to get mass shooting info here. We're not going to do anything about Buffalo except for say our prayers for Buffalo and mourn with people there. Almost undoubtedly, you have some connection to Buffalo. Make a phone call. Send a text message. I'm thinking of you right now. That's the kind of thing that shakes up and jars a community. All right. Well, that was me. And that's what I think about it. But let's go to why it's being politicized the way it's being politicized by the communists in America. Because again, I played this a little earlier. I'm going to play it again. Why this? Why say this? Why not just go mourn? What's he doing here?
A lone gunman, armed with weapons of war and hate-filled soul, shot and killed 10 innocent people in cold blood. The Justice Department has stated publicly that is investigating the matter as a hate crime, racially motivated act of white supremacy and violent extremism.
Okay, all the buzzwords. I mean, Peter Ducey asked Jean-Pierre this today on her first day of work, and it's a great question. It's where we're going to lead next.
One on the trip tomorrow. How come the president is visiting Buffalo after a senseless tragedy there, but he couldn't visit Waukesha after 6 were killed and 61 injured in an attack on a Christmas parade there?
I mean, he's visited many communities. Buffalo, he's able to go tomorrow to Buffalo.
He's visited many communities. What's the problem? Okay, what is the deal? Let's have a very frank, very offensive talk about what the deal is in just a moment. Let's bring up race and Democrats and America and how these communists operate. Before we get to that, let's get to this. I do believe we are on the verge of an awakening in corporate America right now. We're seeing new news today about Netflix and how they're rejecting some of the wokeism of their employees. And why are these things happening? It's because of you. It's because you're putting your money where your morals are more than you ever have before. I know I am. I know I'm being more purposeful with where I spend and don't spend my money. I've brought this up 100 times to you. I'm going to say it 100 more. One of the easiest ways you can possibly be more purposeful with your money is where you send your cell phone money every month, because it comes out automatically. Probably does. But that's what most people do. You're automatically sending money every month to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, who hate your guts? You could switch to PureTalk. Average family saves over $900 a year, and PureTalk loves your values? It takes less than 10 minutes. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
A strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and
it is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, we're 45 minutes away or so from Medal of Honor Monday. That's always a good time. We have a January 6th political prisoner coming up a little over an hour from now. We still have to look. We're about to talk about race and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be great. Don't worry, Chris. It'll be very non-controversial. I am in the middle of harassing my youngest son, though. I sent him a text message just asking him a real simple question. And I got ignored. I didn't get a text message back. Now, that's funny because he is 11 years old. He has picked up a little girlfriend for himself, a little charmer. And when we don't let him have their phones very much, but when he gets the phone, he doesn't seem to have a problem texting her back. I'll see him over there texting back and forth and texting back and forth. But I texted and I didn't get a response. So I just texted him. I said, hey, I think your phone might be broken. He said, what do you mean? It's working fine. I said, no. My text must not be going through because I've asked this question and I seem to be getting ignored. I'll tell you what, I'll take your phone away when I get home and I'll have it checked out to make sure it's not broken. I just want to make sure it's good to go. Once I'm sure it's good to go, I'll get it back to you. Oh boy, I got an answer real fast then. It's so fun. Look, they say fatherhood is tough. You can't put a price on being able to harass your kids. Like the time I told them I was going out for ice cream and then they were out back playing when I got home and I ran to the back door and I locked the door and then raised the blinds up so they could see me and I started eating the ice cream and they saw and they ran up to the door and they were like, let us in. And I was going, this is the best ice cream ever. Ooh, too bad you can't have any. All right, quit. Let's talk about ugly, heavy stuff. Because today there's all kinds of talk about Buffalo and Waukesha and white on black racism and black on white racism and why are the Democrats so selective about caring about it? Because this was actually a great question from Ducey. I played this a little bit earlier, but here was Ducey asking Jean-Pierre, why didn't you go to Waukesha? And remember, Waukesha was a black supremacist who got in an SUV and mowed down about 70 white people at a Christmas parade, had anti-white black nationalist stuff all over his social media. So, yeah, okay, a black racist, fine. Joe Biden took days to give a response, never even went, and she was asked about it.
One on the trip tomorrow. How come the president is visiting Buffalo after a senseless tragedy there, but he couldn't visit Waukesha after 6 were killed and 61 injured in an attack on a Christmas parade there?
I mean, he's visited many communities. Buffalo, he's able to go tomorrow to...
Look, his schedule cleared up. He had nothing on the schedule. He was able to go. Okay, so what's happening here? Because this is what you've probably heard a lot of today. I know I've heard a lot of it. Oh, Democrats are racist, or Republicans are racist, or racism, race. I think a lot of people are missing the point on what's happening. Yes, there is no question we have moved into a place as a country where we have, what's that word? Man, they love to use that word. Starts with an S. Systemic racism. Only it's against white people. And there's no question we have that. I don't care how offended you are right now. You're welcome to call. You're welcome to email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Go grab yourself a college scholarship book and see how many college scholarships young white kids are eligible for versus everyone else. Go look. The Biden administration, the first thing they did when they walked in and took over, remember all those COVID, quote, loans and PPE funds they had for people? The first thing Joe Biden did when he took over was tell all the white people to the back of the line, you get last choice. I've played audio for you before. They handed out monoclonal antibodies based on race. If you were white, we have video of this. If you were white in many places, you got rejected. Oh, when you're sick? I'm sorry, Whitey, get out of here. That is systemic racism by any stretch of the imagination. It is. But I think there's a way of thinking out there to where people think the heads of the Democratic Party are racist against white people. No, that's what it looks like. Now, that's what it is in practice. In practice, it is racism against white people, but that's just what it looks like. You think Joe Biden is racist against white people? You think Grandma Vodka is racist against white people? What about Dome? I mean, remember, Dome had a great audio hit this weekend. She's married to a white guy.
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues to tackle these challenges and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you
all. Look, we're going to work together. All right, anyway, she's married to a white guy. Are they actually anti-white? No. No. Understand. Let's pause for a moment. Go back to places like the Soviet Union's a great one to go to. Stalin would go on various purges of different groups of people. You know, I got to get rid of the priests. I got to get rid of the Poles. At one point in time, he got rid of the doctors. Just all the doctors get rid of it. He was gearing up to get rid of the Jews towards the end. Just why all these random, why the random groups of people? Did he wake up one day and start hating Jews? Woke up one day and start hating doctors? No. Remember, when you're a communist, you are anti-human. And part of that anti-humanness, if that's even a word, is this. You don't actually care about individuals. It doesn't matter if an individual, even an innocent individual, gets caught up in your policies. Remember, your communism, it is your religion. It must conquer the entire world. If it's going to be able to conquer the entire world, you have to get rid of your opponents. You have to isolate them, cost them their jobs, oftentimes cost them their lives, do whatever you can, get rid of your political opponents. One of the easiest ways to get rid of your political opponents is simply find whatever demographic it is that in general opposes you, make them an enemy of the state, and then use state power against them. It's not that Democrats are anti-white. It's that they're pro-communism. And in general, now in this country, they view white people as being in their way. I'm not quite done on this. Hang on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Make a one man weep. Make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and look, we're going to continue talking about this. Did you hear what Eric Adams says? What did I tell you? This abortion thing. I'm going to get back to all this white racism, all this other stuff here in a second. What did I tell you? Did I not say abortion was going to end up being a huge win for the right? I understand that I'm on the extreme right of this issue. I don't think that my position is the main one. But these communists are so insane now, and they're so beholden to insane people. They take positions that mortify even normal Americans. You hear this?
Mayor Adams, do you think there should be any limitation on abortions?
No, I do not.
Non-day of birth, totally fine?
No, I do not think. I think women should have a right to choose their bodies. Men should not have that right to choose.
Mules. There's...
Day of birth? The mayor of the most important city in the country is okay with abortion on the day of birth? Okay, as extreme as I am, 90% of the country hears that kind of stuff and they're horrified. They're thinking to themselves, holy crap. All right, now let's get back to what we were talking about here. The communists are not necessarily anti-white in their minds. Now, that's how it turns out in practice. We have anti-white things at the Department of Justice. Black people obviously have experienced this a lot in this country. That's now moved into an anti-white thing. We have anti-white racism all across Hollywood. It's all through the university system. It is now official government policy. It is now officially in your military. The things I hear from guys who write in, they flat out told me I wasn't getting promoted because I was white. We found out we had to promote a black guy. We found out we had to promote a woman. It's insane, right? So we have that. But why do we have that? Why did it go that way? The Democrats in the United States of America have identified the white people in general as being their political opponents. And so now, because they don't operate like we operate, like if you're a Republican, if you're somebody on the right, maybe not a Republican, but let's say you're on the right and you look at the way black people vote in America, it's something like 92-93% Democrat. I mean, so it's just hardcore Democrat. You can see that, and you see that's the voting pattern, but you don't want something done to them, right? You don't want, well, we should attack black people. It would never occur to you to do such a detestable thing because each and every individual has their own way about them. And there's tons of black conservatives, and why would you lump everyone together? Even with such high percentages, it would never occur to you to attack a whole demographic. To you, that sounds wrong and racist. And awful. And you're right. You're the one that's right. But remember, the communist doesn't think like you think. And he doesn't think like I think. If the communist looks out and he sees, well, let's see, the single women are overwhelmingly with us. Black people were with us. We are down to about 50% of the Latinos. That's a problem. We better figure that out. We got about 90% of the gays. They're going down this list. Because this is what they do. They sit down and they pull the different demographics and figure stuff out. And then they'll get to the white people and they'll look and say, oh, man, what in the world? We totally lost white people. We're only getting gosh, we're only getting like 40% of the white vote or whatever the number is. It would never occur to them to try to win that vote back or to not lump everyone together because there's a bunch of individuals in there. I mean, right now, undoubtedly, there are Democrats listening to the sound of my voice who white Democrats, right? But it would never occur to the communists to not attack the group of people who's against them. Remember, communists reward their friends and attack their enemies. People on the right do not. We do not. And look, racially, we don't ever want to be that way. But that's how they operate, and that's how they always operate. Remember, I did that story last week. It was just a brief story about, it was actually New York City. All these funds were unspent by the schools. The schools got all these COVID, all these federal COVID relief funds. All this COVID money went to the schools, and they ended up getting so much COVID money they couldn't spend it all. Hey, what do we do with all this? Well, why'd that happen? States like New York, really all the blue states, they decided to use coronavirus to their advantage. They recognized 5 minutes after coronavirus got to America, they could use coronavirus as a cudgel to bludgeon their political opponent, who was Donald Trump at the time. Donald Trump was going to walk to re-election because the economy was huge and the economy was just booming, right? Remember that? Remember when we had a booming economy like 15 minutes ago? And Democrats realized that too. And so what happened? The blue states especially decided to decimate their own state economically. Not just the schools. They wiped out their own economy in the blue states. Why? Remember we talked about it on this show 1,000 times. How could they do such a thing? Why would they be ruining their own? Why would New York ruin itself? Well, because communists know once Joe Biden gets elected, New York's going to get a gigantic check written to it courtesy of the American taxpayer. They'll be rewarded. Be a good boy. Be a good friend to the communist. Attack who I want you to attack when I want you to attack them. And in the end, you will be rewarded as the loyal servant you are. These people believe in the isolation and attacking of their enemies. Listen to this disgusting pig, Anna Navarro, on The View from today, somehow making this Buffalo shooter one into a Republican of some kind. Okay, so one, you've invented in your mind he's some right winger, and two, now you've decided, oh, there's a shooting in Buffalo. Here's all the reasons we should attack my political opponents.
And listen, if you are an advertiser advertising on that station, you are part of the problem. If you sit on the board and are trying to be a civilized person, Paul Ryan, my friend, I'm talking to you, you are part of the problem. Yep. If you're a Republican donor tweeting about how bad you feel about this, but you're donating to people like Liz Stefanik, you are part of the problem. Yeah. If you are a staffer working for them, you are part of the problem. If you are voting for them, you are part of the problem. And also, so I'll tell you what great replacement theory should be. We should replace all these people peddling hate and making financial and political gain from spreading racism. We should replace them with people who hold up American values.
I want all of my... Okay, there was a shooting in Buffalo, and I have taken, what, a day? Was that 24 hours, Chris? I know it wasn't 48. I've taken 24 hours to figure out that all my political opponents are at fault, and here's the reason why they should all be fired and have their lives destroyed. That is the level of evil we are dealing with in this country. Again, yes, it manifests itself as anti-white racism. That's where we've gone now. That's where the Democratic Party has definitely gone in this country. But it's not because they hate white people. It's not because they love illegal immigrants or love black people or love gay people or love feminists. They love nothing but communism. And as long as you are proving to be a useful servant to their God, to their communist God, then you will be rewarded. And the second you stop being useful, the second you stop being a good servant to the communist God, you will be isolated, cut off, and destroyed. That is how the communist views the world. That is why That's why the president of the United States runs to Buffalo, but he can't find Waukesha on a map.
One on the trip tomorrow. How come the president is visiting Buffalo after a senseless tragedy there, but he couldn't visit Waukesha after 6 were killed and 61 injured in an attack on a Christmas parade there?
I mean, he's visited many communities. Buffalo,
he's visited many communities. He was in the area. He was just in the mood for some wings. That's why he went to Buffalo. All right. States' rights. Is it a mistake? Should we stop it? I'll explain.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All those are welcome. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I got to play this clip again because it's too good. Before I get on to the should we abolish states' rights thing, you know, little stuff like that. I do have to play this one.
To shut it down the second it appears. And short of that, we will protect the right to free speech, but there is a limit. There is a limit to...
We're going to walk through this together. We're going to protect the right of free speech, but there is a limit. There's a limit. Okay. Who sets that limit? I mean, that's New York Governor Kathy Hochul. I want you to do me a favor. We've done this little experiment before. Unless you're driving, pick up your cell phone, pick up your email. What are the last 5 text messages, political text messages you've sent to family, friends? Do you think Kathy Hochul would consider any of those to be hate speech? Any of those? You think she would? I'll tell you something else. Well, I'll let her explain.
What you can do, and hate speech is not protected.
I know you're going to be...
Hate speech is not protected. Keep that in mind.
Speaking at the True Bethel Church this morning, what's your message to the people of Buffalo?
We're going to start the healing. We have no choice. We have to get back up. We have to pray for each other. We have to hug each other, support people, but let them know as governor of the state of New York, I will leave no stone unturned, whether it's working with our federal, state, and local partners, or whether it's dealing with the spread of this virus on the internet, the hate that's being...
We're going to leave no stone unturned. No stone unturned for hate speech? Do you see where this is going? Hate speech isn't protected. There has to be a limit. We're going to set a limit. And then we're going to go digging for hate speech. Do you see how dangerous this can get? All right, let's talk about the abolition of states' rights, Chris. I think this is important. Look, it's not that I want to abolish states' rights, all right? Kind of. Okay, some states' rights. That's not fair. I want to abolish some states' rights. You see, I've been telling people for a long time to move. Pack up. Get out of your blue area. Get to a red area where you will have some semblance of state protection. However, we are still, as of this point, I don't think this will last forever, we are still the United States of America. We are still one country for now. One country. And as long as we're one country, we should have some kind of common culture in the country. Do you not agree? I mean, what's the point? Again, that's why I said I think we're going to get a divorce nationally anyway at some point in time. Why? Because we don't share common values anymore. And unless you share common values, there's no point in staying one country. The only point in becoming a tribe or a nation or an empire is if you share enough common values, you can live together, and that'll make you more safe, and that'll make you more prosperous. Otherwise, what's the point, right? I've used the example. The husband who wants to move to the suburbs and raise the kids and go to church on Sunday shouldn't ever be married to the woman who wants to tour Europe with the band and do black tar heroin. There's no crossover there. They don't share common values, so they should be separate. They should be separate people. However, as of now, we are still one country, are we not? We're one country, the United States of America. I saw this headline today. How New York is preparing for an influx of out-of-state abortion patients. Essentially, Roe versus Wade, I'm getting word from people I know on Capitol Hill, Roe versus Wade does look like it's getting overturned. It's not wishy-washy. It looks like it's pretty much a done deal at this point in time. And so the various blue states like New York are planning on facilitating the wholesale slaughter of the unborn to people from out of state who want to travel for these things. We have corporations across the country who are doing this as well, providing money, $4,000 or $5,000 for women who want to go kill their baby in a different state. But should we allow that? Should we? My buddy Josh Hammer wrote in Newsweek that we should actually move to ban this thing federally, maybe pass an amendment. And I'll tell you, I'm not big on federal amendments. I'm not big on banning things federally, but what if half the country is still doing this? Because look, the dream of the wishy-washy abortion crowd of safe, legal, and rare, that dream went out the window, oh, I don't know, when we passed 63 million dead. 63 million dead. It didn't become something that, well, I mean, look, this is what it became. That might have been a little hard to hear as the land whales were chanting, but what they were saying was, beep the church, beep the state, you can't make us procreate. Boy, we came a long way from safe, legal, and rare, no? Should we allow, as a nation, as a whole, should we allow this barbaric practice to continue? Are we even a nation if you can't do this to someone in the state of Mississippi, but you can catch a quick flight on Spirit Airlines up to New York and have one done? Hey, get your frequent abortion card. Third one's free. Are we still a country? Should we allow that as a country? I say no. I say we have to abolish federalism. All right. That's obviously not what I want. I don't want to abolish federalism, but these people are pushing me to extremes. All right, we have Medal of Honor Monday coming up next, where we read a Medal of Honor citation of one of our heroes. Got a couple recommendations for this guy. About 30 minutes from now, one of the January 6th political prisoners is going to come on the show, and he's going to tell his story, what he went through, what they did to him, all right? We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I may end up taking calls later on the show. I don't know. I'm in a mood. Hang on.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA NBA DNA with Hannah Storm chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.